Gary Penhale, welcome back.
Thank you.
And I see you brought the guy with the name tag this morning. This was easy. Gus Livermore with us as well here with the Ghani Mail course. Big night coming up here. Let's give him the basics here. Gary, you're here last time. Kind of fill folks in what's going on tomorrow.
I don't know. No. Concert starts at 7 o'clock at the auditorium in Ishpeming High School. Pretty good plan of events, I would say. I would say it's more of a vaudeville show, almost, if you would.
So. Well, like you said last time, it's you guys, but there's a little bit more to it than that.
We have Courtney Klisch. We have a couple of guys singing guitars and banjos and a couple of skits here and there. It's a good time. Good time.
How's it been going, Gus, so far getting ready for this?
Oh, great. Just memorizing. It's always a blast.
Now, you guys do just a handful of stuff throughout the course of the year, so this is one of your bigger shows, correct?
Yes.
And the thrust of this is called what? There's a theme coming up here tomorrow evening. It's you said it the last time you were here. It's UP something or other, Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula Rhapsody.
Upper Peninsula Rhapsody, which could translate into a lot of different dangerous things, but what does it mean for you guys here, Gary?
that's a pretty tough question, really.
Well, it's like a show. It's a vaudeville
sort of
thing.
It is a show. I forgot one. Hematites and Harmony.
Hematites and Harmony. Well, you're using their auditorium. It's only fair.
No, I would say it's probably a mix of Uper kind of songs and kind of some surprises. So I think you'd really enjoy it.
Folks been talking about this or buzz about this already, Gus?
Yes. My thoughts on the concert. It's more of a... It kind of describes UP with music.
Okay.
And we enjoy singing every bit of it.
And the funny thing is, it's probably to a point just that. If you're going to throw a bunch of Upers out there, there's going to be some good moments in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tickets have been out here for a little while here. How have they been going so far? You been catching wind of how folks have been reacting to this yet?
I really haven't heard. I think we might be a little bit down, so get out there and buy some tickets and get going. Lots going on this weekend.
Yeah, I just got my tickets on Monday, and I got 10 of them sold already. So
there you go.
They're going fast in my case. So.
Well, that's a good thing here. Now, again, the show starts tomorrow night at what time?
7 o'clock.
And you keep them for a couple hours or so, and that's not an all-night affair.
We even have an intermission.
You guys were talking about your set a little bit. What do we got going on in the background here?
We have a UP log cabin on the set.
And UP road signs. From the middle of the woods.
Kind of a little bit of MASH and a little bit of the UP cabin.
Where did that idea come from? Is that kind of tie into the whole title with the UP rap or Upper Peninsula Rhapsody? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say
just kind of throw a little local flavor on the scene.
Robbie Veal concocted that one, I think.
Yeah, Mike Lampinen.
Yeah.
So a little bit of work goes into this whole thing.
Oh,
too,
quite a bit. Yeah. Quite a bit.
Now you were saying too that you kind of mix things up a little bit with Hematites and Harmony and some other folks in there. Is that normal for you guys to share the stage?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, some of what you guys are doing and some of what your guests are doing, I guess, would be the we're going to talk about them. Let's talk about what they've got going on.
We sing a kind of a mix set, some serious songs. I would say some historic songs, some crazy songs, mm-hmm. and then we usually have guests that come in and sing. Whatever they'd like to see.
Kind of give you guys a break at one point.
Yeah, it gives us time to gather our thoughts.
So it's Hematites Harmony. You mentioned other.
Courtney Klisch
is also going to be singing as well.
Strictly Gospel. And then a couple of members in the group singing some songs with banjos and guitars. I don't know if the barbershop is singing or not.
Not there? Well, I asked you guys the last time you were here, but let's refresh folks. Gary, just why get involved in the Ghani Mail course? Why was that something you wanted to do? And you're next, by the way.
I basically grew up with it. My father was in it for my entire adult life and kind of joined. And, man, it's a lot of fun.
And Gus?
Well, I was in high school chorus, and then I had to establish myself as a career, and then... I was dogged by Mary Chola to join for almost 5 years straight. She dogged me, and then finally, 10 years later, after I graduated from school, I said, yes, I'll do it.
She caught you on a weak moment, and that was that.
Well, you know, I enjoy singing. It's a stress relief. You know, it gives me
good
fellowship. You know, lots of nice guys. We like to do it. We like to have fun.
About how many guys are in the course right about now?
About 35 to 40 right now.
And here is your chance to pitch. You're always looking for more.
Oh, most definitely.
Always.
And
always.
What's the process? If someone someone who suggested you guys break into song, who was just in the building a little bit ago, who just left the building because he knows I'm going to make him start singing. If someone like you, Todd, wants to join up, what's the best way to go about that?
Well, it would be the first Thursday after Labor Day at 7:30 at the Negaunee High School, or the first Thursday after January 1st at Negaunee High School.
And if someone has a question, maybe after the show on Saturday?
Well, they can ask any of the guys, and you really don't need to, you know much about singing. You know, you just blend. You can always be a baritone.
there's your off the record pitch right there. Looking for more depth, they are. Of course. So, again, real quick before we cut you loose, we talked about tickets. I mean, they get them from you guys. Are they available just to the chorus members, or are they in locations? What's the best way to go?
Oh, this is going to be a tough one.
You can get them at the door.
Okay.
Yes. And in Peninsula Bank, in Main Branch at Jubilee.
Remember the Eye of the Credit Union?
Credit Union.
I believe it was one as well. So,
Ezekiel Books.
Yep.
Super Usually One Negaunee.
Usually the guys, too.
There you go. So the best thing to do, find some of you guys, and well, hopefully there'll be some left at the door. I was just asked these guys a little while ago about ticket sales, and you had, what, 30 and 20, and so between the three of you guys, you had almost 100 of them sold, so it's not that big of an arena, so if folks want to get their ticket, probably a good idea to find them early.
Yeah.
Be a part
hopefully.
Of yeah.
Hopefully we sell it out.
All righty. So again, the times and the place for those that are just joining us.
7 o'clock.
W.C. Peterson Auditorium.
Ming High School.
And a great venue for this, by the way. Folks haven't seen something in the auditorium for a while. This is right up its alley. I mean, you guys in there is just an absolutely perfect setting.
Yeah, it is.
It's a perfect Always. Venue for it. Guys, appreciate it this morning. And Gus, I want to thank you for wearing your name tag today so we could remember exactly who
That way you could, you know, separate.
I could separate the G's in the house here today. Gus, Gary, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Broken legs all the way around.